In conversation with Sean Fanning, many congratulations on your lifetime achievement in the sport of rugby league. Recognised for doing more for the sport of rugby league than probably anyone else in the army.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean. It's a real honour. I think really though, you're getting an award for something you love doing, you know, so it's, you know, I'm really proud to get it, but it is actually something I love doing anyway, so.
Is that the secret, the fact that you love the sport so much and that you're enabled to do it because of Team Army?
Well, it is. I mean, without the sponsors and the people putting the money into the game, it's hard to carry on doing. You know, even though you've got volunteers who are doing all the unsexy stuff, you know, you still need the backing of Team Army and the other sponsors. So it wouldn't be possible without them.
How many years have you been involved in the sport of rugby league in the Army?
I don't really like to say, to be honest. No, about 20 years now. 20 years. I mean, I've played rugby league for 38 years, but you know, 20 years in the forces. So. Long time.
So is it coaching these days?
Definitely coaching, yeah. Yeah. I've had 3 knee operations, so you know, I try to stick to the coaching now. So
when you get to a sport like rugby league, obviously it's got its professional side, it's very famous, 100-year tradition in professional, of course, maybe even longer. What are the differences between amateur rugby league and professional rugby league? Is it an issue of fitness? Because it's one of the fittest sports around, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're always going to be amateur players in the Army. We, you know, our job is soldiering first. Sport is something that we do when we get the chance to. But it does help with being in the Army because of all the team building and, all the camaraderie that you build from being in a team sport, you know what I mean? So it does help with your job as a soldier.
Fitness, morale, and of course, team building. It's a perfect fit to have Team Army as one of the most important charities raising funds for sport within the Army.
Yeah, we've made attempts with rugby league to link it with charities, especially the vets. The vets now are not just playing for their own egos; they play the game to raise money for charities like Blesmer and Combat Stress and the British Legion. So there's a lot of money being made by guys putting their bodies on the line to play a bit of sport, which they enjoy doing, but they're also raising money for charity as well.
Sean Fanning, thank you very much indeed.
No problem, John. Thanks very much. Congrats.